We've seen that from the figures that these are just the average waiting times. There's carers that have come to me that are waiting way in excess of these numbers, and this has been going on for quite a period of time. There are people that are maybe waiting up to 6, 7, and 8 months for their payments to be processed. Their applications to be processed is taken on average at 19 weeks, which is 5 months, and then there could be another delay for payment. And it's simply ridiculous. It's not acceptable. There's no reason for it. It's not saving the state a penny, but it's causing serious hardship for carers who are actually providing the work, and then for those who can't provide, they take up the role and until their application is processed. It's causing hardship for the person that they should be caring for.
Now, you are due to raise this issue with the minister this week. Do you feel that there will be a resolution met after this?
Well, we've been campaigning on this for quite a while, and a number of the delays that there is in processing different type of payments that people are entitled to, and we got the average figures there last week. The problem at the minute in the Dáil is we can't actually put direct questions to the Minister for Social Protection because of the farce that's going on at this point in time, but we did table another parliamentary question looking very clearly what action they're going to take. As I said, this doesn't save the state a penny. They're going to have to pay out these allocations once the applications are processed. What happens is people end up getting back payment lump sums, but what it's doing is causing serious strain, serious stress on not only the care but the person they're providing the care for, and it's simply not acceptable. And it's so many people that I've been dealing with over the last number of months in Donegal that have fallen into this position.